Zok de Elge Mishnah Vayitam Sechtes Brachas Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. So whether you hold like Reb Meir or you hold like Reb Yehuda, clearly, who and how you can greet someone or who and how you can answer depends on whether you're in the middle of the parsha or you're in between parshiyos. In between parshiyos, the laws are more lenient. So what's called in between? Again, Masechtas Brachas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Eluhein Bein Haprakim. Sakta Mishnah Bein Bracha Rishayna Lashnia. That means between the end of the Bracha of Yaitzer HaMa'oiris in the morning, or Hamarav HaRavim, by Mariv, before the words Ahava. To the first Bracha and the second Bracha. For that matter, Bein Shnia Lashema. Between the end of the second Bracha, the end of Ahava, in other words, in the morning, Haboicher Biyama Yisrael Biyahava, and at night, Oyev Ama Yisrael. So between the end of that second bracha, Lishma, before he begins Shema, that's called Bein HaPrakim, Ubein Shema, Levahoyim Shemaya, then within Shema itself. In between Shema Yisrael, the first parsha, and the second parsha that begins Vahoyim Shemaya, that's also called Bein HaPrakim. Furthermore, Bein Vahaya im Shemaya leVayomer, between Vahaya im Shemaya and Vayomer, the third parsha of Shema. Vayter says the Mishnah, Bein Vayomer leEmes v'Yatziv, and between Vayomer and the beginning of the bracha after Shema in the morning, which is Emes v'Yatziv. Same would be true by Marav, between Vayomer and the beginning of the next bracha, which begins Emes v'Yamuna. So really, the word Emes is not part of the third parsha. If you take a look in the Chumash, in Parshas Shlach, all the way at the end of the parsha ends, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Asher Seisi Eschem, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Li'as Lachem Le'Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. The bracha begins, Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, and Emes V'Emuna by Marav. So it makes sense that the Mishnah should say between Vayomer and Emes V'Yatziv, because Emes is really the first word of the new bracha. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bein vayomer leemes v'yatziv, between vayomer and emes v'yatziv, lo yasek, you shouldn't be masik, because the last words of vayomer, which is ani Hashem alekeichem, even though in the Chumash you don't have the word emes, we connect it to the word emes, and that's based on a pasuk explains about tenura, v'Hashem elekim emes. So we see from the pasuk you're supposed to put the Hashem elekim and the emes together." So we understand Ani Hashem Elokeichem also has to go together with the word Emes, the first word of the bracha. So once again, Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein vayomer leemes v'yatziv lo yafsik, you should not be mafsik at all. Some explain, Rabbi Yehuda is trying to say that between Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, it's even more strict than in the middle of any other perek. And the same is true between Emes v'yamon at night. You take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're not talking out, you still shouldn't say Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and then like to stall for a second and say Emes. It's supposed to go together. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. Don't say it too fast. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. Because whenever you have a word that starts with an Aleph, you're supposed to stop a second beforehand by Shema. Because you say it real fast, it's Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. It shouldn't sound like the Mems connected to the Aleph. You have to make a space between the words. But that's it. Not more than that. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Emes. No stalling, for sure, no talking out. Some say Rabbi Yehuda isn't saying that between Ani Hashem Elokeichem and Emes, it's more strict than in the middle of another parsha. He's just saying it's the same as in the middle of another parsha. Wherever you're allowed to answer there, you're allowed to answer here. Either way, says Rabbi Yehuda, even though really they're not part of the same parsha, but between Emes V'Yatziv, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Ben Vayomer, Le'emes v'yatziv, and for that matter, between Vayomer and Emes v'yamuna, loy yafsik. You connect the word Emes to the previous parsha. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said, Lama kadma shma levahayim shemaya. What do you mean? Shman v'hafta is in parshas v'eschanan. And v'hayim shemaya is the sedra later in parshas Eker, so it would make sense that it comes first. And the answer is, explains the Tosis Yamtiv, obviously, we're not going with the Seder of the Psukim, because the Parsha of Vayomer is way before. That's in Parsha Shlach, in Bamidbar. So obviously, whatever determines the Seder of the Parshias is not the order of where the parsha is in the Torah. If that's the case, we're back to our kasha. So we're not looking at the order of the psukim. Fregt Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lama kadma shema l'vahayim shemaya. Why is shema before v'hayim shemaya? Ela radu k'day sheyakabal olav oil malchus shemayim t'chila. And that's when you say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The acher kach yakabal olav oil mitzvahs, and afterwards comes the oil mitzvahs, which is the second parsha of v'hayim shemaya tishmu oil mitzvahs. In the first parsha, we're being makabal upon ourselves oil malchus shemayim. We're saying Hashem, we accept upon ourselves that we're here to listen to you. Oil means a yoke, just like an animal. It has like a yoke, it has to plow, or it's told to plow. That's why we're on this world, to listen to the Rabbeinu Shalala. We're accepting this upon ourselves. We believe in you, Hashem. You made the world, you created the world, you sustained the world, you're all over. You're everything. We're under you. In the second parasha, we say we're accept upon ourselves the oil of mitzvahs. You're telling us to do mitzvahs, we're going to listen to the mitzvahs. But first comes oil malchus shemayim, and then comes the oil mitzvahs. V'hayim shemayim levayimer. Why is v'hayim shemayim before vayimer? So the Mishnah explains, shevahayim shemayim noig bayayim ubalayla. V'hayim shemayim is both by day and by night. That talks about the mitzvah of learning Torah. V'limadat ha'maisim es b'neichem. And Talmud Torah is both by day and night. Whereas vayimer, the parsha of vayimer, which is the mitzvah of tzitzit, that's only by day, because it says only during a time that you can see the tzitzis. So there's really a machloikis what it means that night is not mechuyev in tzitzis. Some say as soon as night comes, there's no chiyev tzitzis. And we talk, it wouldn't make a bracha on tzitzis, even if you put on a talus at night. Let's say Yom Kippur, where we wear a talus at night. So if you're going to make a bracha, you have to put it on before nightfall. Some shitas hold that a type of beged that is worn at night is potter on tzitzis. And a type of beged that's worn by day is always mechuyev in tzitzis. Either way, there's some limitation when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's not the same by day and night. Whereas the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is the same, both by day and by night. Now, even though the parasha of Vayomer also has the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's both by day and by night, but the main part of what the parasha talks about, and that tzitzis, is not both day and night the same. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the halachos of whether you can ask Shalom or answer Shalom are more lenient if it's in between parashiyos as opposed to in the middle of the parasha. So our Mishnah gives us a list of what's called in between the parashiyos. Between the first and second bracha is called in between, meaning between the end of Yaitzer HaMa'iris in the morning or the end of Hamarav HaRavim and before you started a Hava. Between the second bracha and Shema, between the end of a Hava and the beginning of Shema. The end of the first parasha before you start Vayim Shemaya is the next Beina Prakim. Between the end of Vayim Shemaya and the beginning of Vayomer. And then between Vayomer and the beginning of the bracha after Kriya Shema, which is Emes V'yatzev in the morning and Emes V'emuna by Mar. Rabbi Yehuda says, even though Emes is the first word of the new bracha, it's not part of the parasha of Vayomer, you're not supposed to be mafsik between Emes and V'yatzev or between Emes and V'emuna. You're supposed to finish off Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Rabbi Yeshua Makarcha explained to us why is Shema before V'hayim Shemayim? Because first we're makabal on ourselves Oil Malchus Shemayim. And only afterwards are we makabal upon ourselves v'hayim shemaya, which is the oil of mitzvahs. First we state, we believe in Hashem. Hashem created the world. Hashem is all over. Hashem is everything. Hashem is the reason we're alive. Hashem is everywhere. That's really Kabbalah oil malchus shemayim. We want to listen to you, Hashem. That's our purpose down here in this world. And then we explain through your mitzvahs. We're makabal upon ourselves to do the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why is V'hayim Shemayim before V'yayimer? Because V'yayimer, which primarily talks about the mitzvah of tzitzis, is not the same both by day and night. Whereas V'hayim Shemayim, that talks about the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, is both by day and by night.